You ready? Ready, brother?
Ready.
All right. Welcome to Sith Talkers, a Star Wars podcast. I'm your host, Mike Poolanwada. Orlando, joined by my real life brother.
They call me Steve.
And we have a very, very, very special guest star, Laurel, from the first podcast.
No one.
And Nate, sorry, we're not going to be as exciting as you guys.
We need a way better intro for ourselves. Podcast.
Welcome to episode 96, the first Galactic Sith Talkers. Except a retitled Gina Carano.
Fired. Who's that?
Hired. Admired. Expired.
Wait. Who the fuck is Gina?
Our love, Cara.
Never met her.
Oh, Cara Dune.
Mi amor, mi amor. She can headlock me in any day of the week.
Yeah.
I know. This is going to be a really interesting episode because we're going to be talking about Gina Carano, and it's been a really, really crazy sensitive subject topic for the past like few days, but we're gonna dig into it. You know, we're the Sith Talkers. You already know my brother. He's not gonna hold back. He's gonna let you know how he really feels about it, no matter what. So
I don't even know what she did. What the hell did she do?
Of course, guys. Noah and Nate, I can't make this up. This is my brother Steve. Exactly. Like, he lives in a fucking cave. Like.
I don't know what a fucking actress did in her fucking free time. I can't even fucking find it. They're just saying she's fired because she's a racist, apparently.
No.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
We'll get to it. All right, we'll get to it. You know, we will get to it. I will pull up the article and the quotes.
Really quickly.
Yes. You know how we started off, Sith Talkers. Really quickly. But before the other really quickly, I just want to thank everybody for hanging out with us today. I want to thank the First Galactic Podcast, Noah and Nate, with hanging out. We will get to them. I'm not being a bad host. We will get to them. What?
He gave us a great introduction.
We will get to them, but I just want to.
She said something about Jews?
All right, we will get to it. get to it. I just want to thank everybody for hanging out with us this week, as always. Thank you so much. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher, all the podcast platforms. Follow us on all our social medias, on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook. Shoot us an email at sifthtalkers@gmail.com, but no one emails. First Galactic Podcast, let everybody know where they can find you.
Leia, we can find us pretty much anywhere that you just said. Same thing. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Instagram,
TikTok.
The whole shebang.
There you go.
Sometimes Reddit.
Yeah, sometimes Reddit, yeah. And it's all under the First Galactic Podcast.
All right, so before I get to my really quickly, like I said, I'm not being a bad host.
Tweet. It's weird. It's messed up. That's a messed up tweet.
I will say it when we get to the main topic, Steve. So before we get into our segments, I want to introduce the First Galactic Podcast. We have Noah and Nate. So, guys, just tell everybody out there who you are, what got you in the Star Wars, and just tell us a little bit about yourselves.
Sweet. Well, I'm Nate. And
he's Noah. Yeah. I'm Nate. Clearly.
Yeah, I'm Nate. Sorry, I was looking at his screen. And so we are roommates. We live in San Diego. We love Star Wars. We love Lord of the Rings. We love every possible thing that you can think of that's sci-fi. We think it's fantastic, or like fantasy type of stuff. And we kind of had a different podcast at one time, and we were putting things together, and we were like, you know what? We actually really like Star Wars, and we talk about it all the time, and we watch it all the time. Why don't we just make that a podcast and learn as much as we can about Star Wars and find other people who like Star Wars like you guys and make some kind of like community and thrive around it. I don't know. That was my plan behind it. And now that we're really working more and getting more stuff out there, we're kind of realizing, like, wow, there's actually a lot of really cool lessons and cool stuff in Star Wars that you can pull out of it and share with people and, like, teach them, like, hey, it's more than just lightsabers and blasters, you know?
Yeah, I think Nate said it best, to be honest. Our goal is not to be the people that know everything about Star Wars, because we're just not those people. We don't have that time. We have day jobs. So that's not our goal. Our goal is to kind of bring the lessons out and bring the community together. We've actually found there's some toxicity in the community, on specifically Instagram. People hating each other, people quitting their accounts because of hate or whatever. And we're like, that's not what Star Wars is about. Come on. So that's our vision, my vision, that's his vision. Let's see, you asked me how I got into Star Wars. I was a kid. As you can see, we're a little young, mid-20s. So we grew up with Revenge of the Sith. That was like our movie. That's like the first one that I remember. And then, of course, I've seen every movie since. But great way to start, I think.
That's awesome. What about you, Nate? Is that same thing? Revenge of the Sith?
Yeah, the first one I ever saw in the theaters was Attack of the Clones with my grandpa. And I remember we were like up in LA, and my grandpa's like, we're going to go watch this. And I didn't really know what we were going to go see. I was just like, oh, yeah, I've seen Phantom Menace at my cousin's house 500 times. And then we walk out, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I just love Geonosis and like the ships coming in, the whole battle. I thought it was so cool. And couldn't tell you what happened in the first half of that movie.
That's amazing. So this is awesome. This is why I love Star Wars. This is why Lando absolutely loves Star Wars. Me, right? I'm an 80s child. I was born in 77, the year Star Wars came out. I grew up with Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So I have a way different perspective than all three of everybody, you know, all three of you guys, which is amazing and awesome. And my brother, which is also amazing. He's 10 years older than me.
I'm 10 years older than
younger.
You? Fuck you.
Younger. I was original, right? I was original trilogy.
He's 77. I'm 87. Yeah. I grew up on the original trilogy remastered.
Special edition. Yes. Ooh. He got into the special edition.
So I got to
prequels.
See the trilogy in the movie theaters because they remastered it. They released it back in the movie theaters.
The
90s. Yeah.
So they remastered it, meaning they added three characters, like the big animals in the background, and that was it.
Well, yeah. They did that. They scrubbed, like, they made it look better. The explosions were bigger.
Yes,
they added
the Death Star explosion was different. The skies were different.
There was still no fucking Darth Vader in my fucking trilogy.
That is a Blu-ray thing, okay? Well, I don't even want to go there. All right? I don't even want to go there. But that's what's amazing about Star Wars is, and that's why I always love to hear what pulled people into Star Wars and what movie pulled them into Star Wars, because me, Return of the Jedi, A New Hope pulled me in, but Return of the Jedi is what really pulled me into Star Wars as a child. So I'm always, always, really curious on what, you know, pulls you in. And for me, like the redemption story, Luke Skywalker, my all time favorite character of Star Wars, the quintessential hero. Of all heroes, in my opinion. That's why everybody in The Mandalorian.
Until he try to kill his nephew.
Stop. All right, we will get to that, because I want their opinions on the... Obviously, very, very controversial. Obviously, Lando took his The Last Jedi shelf down to put Mandalorian stuff up there. So obviously, the most controversial Star Wars movie, Last Jedi, I absolutely want your guys' opinions about that for sure. Because there's two different opinions between me and Steve for sure about that movie. But anyways, I'm going to put everything on pause. I want to keep going. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to wish the Gina Carano story didn't happen, but I could sit here and we could just talk random Star Wars stuff all podcast long, but we definitely have to talk about the Gina Carano stuff. But before we keep going, you know how we started off Sith Talkers, even though we're probably like 10 minutes in or so. Really quickly here. So, all right. So, you know how we do it. And this week, you know what? Lando does something random? No. Are you going to do it? No.
Because
I have a theme. I have a theme song.
Rando with Lando. Gotta get something random. It's random with Lando. What the fuck's he gonna say?
Say anything.
Or sing. Hopefully nothing. That would be beautiful.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Steve, for that lovely intro theme song that I don't like. But anyways.
I'm from the dude that sings about dicks.
What?
What? Huh?
People love that segment.
Oh, God.
Love it. But anyways, the first segment we're going to do, Lando has written another Star Wars song this past week, and I figured I would share it with everybody. It really has nothing to do with anything, but Luke Skywalker, because, I love Luke Skywalker so much. But this is, I'll give you the theme of it. It's Luke Skywalker on Dagobah. There you go. So there's like the theme of the song. All right. So here we go. Music time with Lando. The song's called Let Me Be. There we go.
Can you even say that? That's all. Let me be.
Let me be.
Okay.
Let me be.
Fair enough. I'll let you be and sing.
Thank you. Asshat. When I find myself fall in the darkness, Master Yoda comes to me, speaking words of Jedi, let me be. Lifting rocks and climbing trees, Vader cave, it tested me. Now you want me to lift my X-Wing. Let me be, let me be. I can lift my X-Wing, let me be. And then I sensed my friends would suffer, but Yoda did not agree. Shove it, Master Yoda, let me be. And there's a chance that I can save them, city in the clouds I see. So Ben and Master Yoda, let me be, let me be, let me be, ooh, let me be, yeah, let me be. I'm going to Cloud City, let me be.
Darth Vader issue number 10?
No.
What? No.
Okay. It's a good fucking issue.
What?
It goes over a lot of stuff.
It
explains why he saves Luke. Thought you were Star Wars nerd.
Huh? No.
I'm too busy reading The High Republic. I'm on book three. So I don't know, like Noah and Nate, I've read The Light of the Jedi, I've read The Test of Courage, and now I'm on Into the Dark, the Claudia Gray book.
So, yeah, do you like that one?
Dude, I really like all of them so far. Light of the Jedi is still the best one. The Test of Courage was like the junior read, but it was really good. And actually, I think my simple mind needed a more dummy. I don't want to say dummy down story, but like Light of the Jedi is cliffhanger after cliffhanger after cliffhanger. Yep. Like every chapter is like cliffhanger, cliff. Oh, I really like you. I didn't want to put the book down. Test of Courage, you follow the same five people, like start to finish. But great book. I highly, highly recommend it. So I would definitely read Test of Courage. And I am about 70 pages into the Dark, and it's good. It's really good. Mm-hmm. It's Jedi. That's where all the Jedi sex videos and stuff are popping up because of Into the Dark. So they talk about sex at the beginning.
That's the name of our podcast we just had.
There you go.
Yeah, we just posted a pod this morning. We haven't posted about it on Instagram or Twitter or anything yet, but
that's where
it's called incognito mode.
You know, I have a theory about Anakin Skywalker used the Force to impregnate Padme. That's my theory.
Just like Qui-Gon used the Force to impregnate Shmi, right?
They had something. Look, I'm telling you, man, there's something there. I'm telling you. Every time I watch The Phantom Menace, I'm thinking, I think he's into her, man. I'm telling you. And speaking of Jedi sex and people into each other, let's just go right into the second segment. You guys ready?
No.
Dick Tom and Lando. Dick Tom and Lando. Who's got the biggest dick?
Me.
Who's got the biggest dick?
Kill me.
Who's got the biggest dick? Dick time! Dick time! Dick time! With Lando! With Lando!
Hey man, this issue 10 though, it's something. Talks about this like assassination thing you had to do for Ochi or some shit on Exegol, and Vader uncovered like an Empire secret and shit.
Yeah, we should talk about that.
I'm telling you, this is like legit. Space Hunter turns out to be a psychic predator who hits Vader with a hard mind jolt that forces the Sith Lord to have a vision of dark events, even his own death. It's fucked up. That's a good, like, I just read this whole story.
All right, everybody, welcome to Dick Time with Lando.
No,
Star Wars character versus Star Wars character. Who has the biggest dick? And on this special edition, since we have the first Galactic podcast with the Sith Talkers, we're going to do a Sith Talkers versus the first Galactic podcast. We will have light side versus dark side. And I think...
an important question. If they're the first Galactic podcast, who's the second Galactic podcast?
Remains to be seen.
Yeah. We haven't lost our power yet, so.
Yeah.
Noted.
The sequels don't matter anyways.
That's fair.
Oh, yeah. So,
well, it looks like we learned whose opinion on The Last Jedi.
Wow, so you would be down for the retcon that I talked about a few episodes ago, where they might be not retconning, but alternate timeline, right? They can do an alternate timeline and
call it whatever you will.
I know they did it in Star Trek, but like they could do an alternate timeline or multiverse, whatever you want to call it.
You could do a DC thing or a Marvel thing.
Yeah. Whatever you want to do it. Now that story is still there in that timeline, but we could have it a completely different timeline and storyline. For the sequels, Lando is down because the sequels is a hot mess story wise. I absolutely love the movies. Don't get me wrong, but it's a hot mess. That's what happens when you don't have a plan, right? And I don't want to like veer over to like WandaVision, but this is why WandaVision is so good.
Hey, you can
I'm not gonna say anything, but you can totally tell they had a plan doing this show and how it connects to all the other stuff. It's planned out. That's how you do it. That's how you do Star Wars. George Lucas was like, okay, here's one script and you just go ahead and do the next script.
That's why I think Rogue One is the best. That's my favorite movie. Because it connects it so well. Literally, it's like, oh, apparently you don't need to love
it. That's not a good face.
I love it.
I didn't want to bring that up, Steve. I was waiting for them to say it. I was going to ask them what their favorite Star Wars. That was actually going to be one of my talking points today.
I love
Hey, Rogue Steve, One. Tell them what you think about Rogue One.
I don't consider that a Star Wars movie.
Oh, you're wrong.
It's a Star Wars story. So you're right.
It's his least favorite Star Wars.
Oh my God.
Perfect.
I'd rather watch Attack of the Clones 10 times over. I'd rather watch the Solo movie.
Hey, the Solo movie's great. So, that movie's Solo really good.
Okay. If you've never seen Star Wars, the Solo movie's fantastic.
Solo movie's great. Fair. Oh, come on. It's really good. I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. You gotta take, this is what I think, or what I did for myself. I think that's probably why I enjoyed it so much. I literally took all my expectations and I threw them out the window before I watched this movie. Now, when I went into Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker, no, my expectations were like through the roof. So when I leave The Force Awakens and I'm like, that was awesome. And then when I leave The Last Jedi, confused. And then when I leave The Rise of Skywalker, I really, really enjoyed The Rise of Skywalker, but it gave me all the fan, spooge all over my face. So I ate it up. Right. I ate it up.
All right, real quick. Speaking of splooge on your face, let's get to dick time.
All right. Yeah. Sorry. Like I said, this could easily be random Star Wars talk all podcast.
Oh yeah. No, I would love to hear I will hear.
We got to have you guys back on. We're going to have you guys back on where we just, it's literally just random Star Wars.
Yeah,
definitely. Okay. So dick time, we will be, actually first, I will let you pick the light of the dark side since you guys are the guests this week.
We'll be the dark.
Okay. And then I guess, me and Steve will be the light side.
Does it necessarily have to be like Sith? What if it's like
any dark side character?
Could be Jabba the Hutt if you like.
Yeah, any character you want. Anybody. Be careful. Steve has not seen the Clone Wars, Rebels, Resistance, so he doesn't really know the animated characters. So.
Oh, I mean, I know you well enough to know almost all of them at this point, without having to watch a damn thing.
All right, so Steve, we need a light side. We already know who Lando would want to pick. I'll let you pick, Steve.
Darth Vader.
No, like, oh, Anakin.
Think about that shit. Okay, Anakin. No, fine. Fuck it. We won't do Darth Vader. That's too easy. He obviously has the biggest dick, so let's go harder. Get it?
Unreal.
How about Qui-Gon?
I like it. I like Qui-Gon. He's
like a thick daddy dick.
Yep. I like it.
Yeah. See? We're already on the same page.
All right, so we got Qui-Gon Jinn versus...
Ooh. Are we just thinking dick size?
What are we? It's
debated. So that's the debate.
We talk a lot about Jabba.
Yeah, we've mostly talked. Do we think Jabba has like? Because his tongue sticks out. It's a big old fat thing. Like, you're like, is he big in the tongue or is he like downstairs? Or is it just all tail? I have no idea. So like,
he's just a big slug.
Yeah, true. But he did bag Leia, and that was my first. That was my first boner. Listen, I don't care. That was my first remembered slave Leia.
Oh, I was in love good with God. Carrie Fisher,
and thank God for George Lucas. You guys know, right? George Lucas told them that there's no bras in Star Wars. What a fucking genius!
You got that fact from me. You got that fact from me, Steve.
Love that guy, George. Bravo, bro. Bravo.
I just want to state you got that fact from me.
Hey, all I know is if I ever make a movie, there's no bras.
You know what he told me? Gaffy tape. They used gaffy tape. Yeah, there was no bras. They used gaffy tape.
Uh-huh.
George Lucas probably put it on himself, huh?
Seriously, we need to adjust this a couple times.
Yeah, we got it. I'm the director.
I'm the only one who really knows what it's supposed to look like.
Carrie, can you let me? Yep, that's good. Good. Okay.
Well, okay, are we going with Jabba?
Going Jabba?
Ooh,
I like Jabba and I like Sebulba.
Ooh.
Body, big dick.
He has like, big dick energy.
Yeah.
He does. And he walks with his hands and shit. So, like,
he's just hanging down.
He's a dog.
You know, if you guys go Sebulba, we're changing to Watto.
I don't know what that baby would look like.
Right.
All right, so what is it? So we got is it Sebulba or is it Jabba?
I think it's Saboba.
All right, so we got Saboba versus
Watto.
Okay, so now we got Watto. Hey, I bet everything on Saboba. Yes.
How'd that work out?
Yes. Okay, so anyways, so Watto versus Saboba. Saboba, dude, he's got like the lanky, you know, he's kind of like Lando. He's got like the lanky like arms. He's like, I bet he could like stand on his dick and like walk with it too. Right?
Like kangaroo, like bounces around almost like a pogo stick.
Whose side are you on? Oh. You're arguing the wrong side.
Watto, he's Watto. Fat.
Yeah. Oh, fat dudes typically have small penises.
And he flies too. He has to be able to, you know, keep going. Can't be too heavy.
Yeah. I think I just,
I think
I'm going to vote Saboba.
All right. There you go. Saboba has.
Saboba takes the lead.
The biggest. Yeah. The Saboba. Biggest dick. See, I bet heavily on Saboba.
And the puto.
Yes. All right, so there you go, Sif Talkers. Who do you think? Sif Talkers, so there you go. Who do you think has the biggest dick? Is it Watto or is it Saboba?
Aren't they force fuckers? I thought we decided that. Fuckers.
Force fuckers.
It can't be Sif Talkers because we are Sif Talkers. So they are force fuckers.
All right.
Yeah.
So this has been Dick Time. Yeah,
so funny because that's an impression we get wrong all the time. When you Saboba. Ever go back and listen to Saboba, it sounds nothing like me thinking. Not even close.
That's why I haven't attempted it yet.
Yeah, it's, you hear it in your head wrong, and then you watch it, and you're like, "Oh, that's what he sounds like."
All right,
yeah, like Watto. You do Watto all fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah, he's more of a. He's more like.
So blue, the boy who read the mother. Republic of Red, it's the work on me. Only money. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Anyways. On to the main topic for today. And the big juicy topic of the past 2 days. Right, we're recording on Saturday, so this past Thursday and Friday has just been absolutely apeshit fucking crazy. Gina Carano. Fired, just crazy craziness. So before we talk about any of it, let me read the quote that got this all started.
Which one? There's a couple of them.
I'm going to say the one that broke, right, the straw on the camel's back.
I'm reading some fucked up ones right now.
All right, here we go. So here's the quote that technically got her released from Lucasfilm. Here we go. Oh boy. Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views?
Oh, it's a lot fucking different, actually. Really weird how polar oppositely different that is.
So that's the last tweet, whatever she posted, and then she got released. She got fired by Lucasfilm, Disney, whoever you want to say. So I
feel like you would get fired from a 9-to-5 job if you tweeted that shit.
I was just, as you were reading that, I was like, what made her sit there and think like, you know, this is a good thing I'm going to say. Like, who does that?
You can get your point across without using that comparison.
Yeah. I feel like everyone uses that comparison all the time. Like, everyone's always like, oh, the Nazis. And it's like, 99% of the time, it doesn't match up at all.
So,
yeah.
So I posted on Instagram and I just asked. I said, hey, I said, try to be nice. I said, I just want everybody's feelings about her firing. And I put freedom of speech, or
okay,
you know, or I would say, hold on, freedom. I said freedom of speech, or just not to really share your political viewpoints, or you know what side do you agree? Because like I said, some this is like the Last Jedi, right? So you got half people saying, you know, we support you, Gina, and then you got the other half people saying, how dare you say something like this? And I think I agree with you, Noah and Nate, I'm all for freedom of speech. I'm all for expressing yourself, standing up for what you believe in. But I feel there's a way to word it, a way to say it. And comparing it to Jews and Nazis and the Holocaust, poor taste, right? I understand what she's trying to say. And in her head, she's really not trying to be negative in any way, shape, or form. But it's very, very poor taste of words, I think, to express yourself with.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's no problem with freedom of speech all day. Everyone, I totally went down freedom of speech. There's just consequences to your freedom of speech, period. So you have the freedom to say it, and you also have the freedom to then hear what happens when you say it. It is what it is.
Yeah,
like this was just this was something that you should have tweeted out, got the backlash, and a normal human being, in my opinion, would be like, maybe I should apologize. Even if you don't fucking mean it, bro, and the job you're in, right? Like, this is
the spotlight you're in.
Yeah, like, this is a position where you say, okay, listen, I know what I meant. I didn't mean it this way, whatever. Just go out and fucking say sorry. That's all they want. All they want is one small little...
And that's not what happened. Really, like I said, there's the second story that happened on Friday where she got hired and... The statement from the movie company basically told Disney to go F themselves. I'll read that here in a second, but I want to get back to Thursday, I guess. So this happens. She gets fired. And then immediately following, # cancel Disney Plus is happening. Was it culture canceling? Right. Is like, this is everywhere. Social media, right, is just, it's going batshit crazy. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Everybody's entitled, you know, to think how they want to think and react. But once again, I think I just come back to, if you're trying to make a point, find the proper words to get your point across. And I think we can all agree, and not just today's society, because we already know today's society is very, very sensitive, right? So if you know the society is really sensitive as a whole, and there is ways to reword this to get your point across. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why go for the nutshot, I guess, right? And just do something like this. You knew this was going to happen, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, I kind of like steer like going, I love you, Gina Carano. I love you in The Mandalorian. But why did you go for a kill shot? Why a fatality in Mortal Kombat when... You know, you needed to do like the friendality. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a way to get your point across without being.
It also goes back to obviously none of this affected her personally. And the thing is, people don't put that perspective in anything they ever say about stuff. Oh, Holocaust, this. Well, if it didn't attach to you, but this is also still people's grandparents, right? This is people's like personal people that are in their circle that when you say it, you don't think about it because it's not in your circle. But it's in a million other people's circles that actually affected the way their life ended out. Because, right? I don't know. Like, I just think it's such ignorant statements. Like, when people make statements about,
there's just certain things you don't say, man. And I just, and like, just for me, for Lando over here, like, yeah, man, I would never compare anything to the Holocaust.
All right, now you ready?
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people like actually frustrated with it too. Part of the reason was they were like, oh, well, Pedro Pascal tweeted something too about the Holocaust. You know, I think he included like a picture of the kids who were all like jailed up at the border, and then compared it to the Holocaust. And so everyone's like, well, that's not fair. Why is he going to say it? And it's like, oh, I don't know. I think Disney, that's such a hard spot to be, because you're like, okay, well, we don't want to fire our people, but at the same time, like, we got to kind of conform to society and figure out what's wrong, what's right. And that's such an unfortunate spot for them to have to be at Lucasfilm, to be like, all right, now we have to be the judge of what's right and wrong and what do we do.
It's tough. It's tough because, right, because then you got people saying, well, Disney's only supporting the I hate politics, by the way. I absolutely hate it. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's just like, this came out. It's like, we have to talk about this on the podcast.
That's why we do Star Wars podcasts. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I know. Yeah. I know. But like, that's like, Disney's like, we're only supporting the left wingers and not the right. And I'm just like, oh no, like why do we have to go? No. Like, why does this have to happen? Like,
all right, last thing, and I'm done with it first. My flip end of it, that this is the controversial side, people are like, oh fuck you, Steven, whatever.
She's a fucking actress. Who gives a fuck? Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck if she tweets some stupid shit about the fucking Holocaust? Who gives a fuck? You have your own goddamn opinion. Be a goddamn human being. If you don't want to watch Mandalorian, don't fucking watch it. Yeah.
Well, you know what my favorite part is like, what are they going to do? Are they just going to kill her off?
No, they just won't say anything. They just won't say anything.
She just won't be there.
Just won't be there.
Haven't they already filmed half the season or something? I guess she's going to be in part of it and then just disappear.
I don't think so, man, because Hasbro canceled all. So they had two action figures already made. They canceled them. They're trashing them. If someone can get in that Hasbro factory, they get that figure.
So, Sith Talkers, what is your opinion about Gina Carano getting fired? I think we're going to move on. I think we all are. We all agree it could have been said differently. You have freedom of speech, whatever. Yeah. I liked Steve's opinion. All right, anyway, so moving on to what happened on Friday. Gina Carano gets rehired.
We're still talking about this?
Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire. They can't cancel us if we don't let them. And here's, and once again, man, this is just some, oh boy. Here's another quote. The Daily Wire is helping make one of my dreams to develop and produce my own film come true. I cried out and my prayer was answered. I'm sending out a direct message of hope to everyone living in fear of cancellation by the mob. I only have just begun using my voice, which is now freer than ever before. I hope it inspires others to do the same. They can't cancel us if we don't let them.
She's going to be the next one canceled on Twitter. You heard it here first.
Yeah. So, and then, right, this was the co-founder, Shapiro, of the movie company. He says, we could not be more excited to be working with Gina, an incredible talent dumped by Disney and Lucasfilm for offending the Hollywood left. See, this is where it gets political.
Who's this company?
The Daily Wire co-founder Shapiro.
No one's ever heard of that until right now. So good on them.
This is what Daily Wire exists to do: provide an alternative, not just for consumers, but for creators who refuse to bow to the mob. Said Daily Wire co-founder Shapiro. We are eager to bring Gina's talent to Americans who love her, and we're just as eager to show Hollywood that if they want to keep canceling those who think differently, they'll just be helping us build the X-Wing to take down their Death Star.
Good job for them.
Yeah.
Good job.
Where is this air? Is this like only on Fox News?
Yeah,
we'll kind of close the door on this. Like I said, this is a real touchy, sensitive.
Well, Disney already has.
Just for my two cents, and this will be the last I'll say about it too. I absolutely love Gina Carano. I love her in The Mandalorian. I'm not gonna stop. If next week Disney was like, hey, we apologize, she's actually going to be back, awesome. Like, I would love to see her as Cara Dune again, right? That's fine. But if we don't. Whatever. Hey man, it is what it is.
Newsflash, Lando. A lot of people we grew up watching in movies are bad people.
No, obviously. Like, look, the whole podcast
is what it is.
Henry Weinstein, this
There's
person.
There's a bunch. You can go ham on Hollywood.
We can go on and on. Johnny Depp been pulled through the ringer.
Don't you say a bad word about Johnny Depp.
I know, he got acquitted.
Yeah, you motherfucker.
Hey, OJ got acquitted, so. Just saying.
Doesn't fit, guys.
Love didn't fit. I'm just saying, right? Kevin Spacey went through this. I we can go on and on and on and on and on about actors and actresses who have done things, have said things. But in today's society, what's happening now is people are getting in trouble for something they said.
What's happening now is the social media.
Right?
That's
so,
the problem.
Yeah, there wasn't social media back
30 years ago. She could have said this to her buddies. No one had a fucking clue.
Wouldn't made any difference.
Yeah.
But but hey, good luck, Gina Carano.
Gina Carano, you can still come over anytime you'd like.
Yeah, good luck, I guess. We did absolutely love you in The Mandalorian. I will say that. So I always take
the
it back
only
to
the thing I know you in.
I take it back to the Michael Jackson thing, right? I don't give a fuck what Michael Jackson does personally. I absolutely love his fucking music. His music's amazing. The guy gets into a studio and it's like masterpiece after masterpiece all in the 80s.
Can we preface it that unless he actually did touch little boys? And we,
if we knew undisputedly that was
a thing.
Whatever. I don't care. I don't give a shit what happened. The music is amazing. Okay.
You know what you can tell? You can tell that Lando was a Catholic school kid, right? Because he don't care. He was an altar boy.
I was. Oh. I'm just saying, I like to use that comparison. So, Gina Carano, you do whatever you fucking want to do. I absolutely love you in The Mandalorian. If you're in something else that I like, I will watch it. I will enjoy it. I don't give a shit about your political preferences and all your fucking bullshit. I don't care. You know, like, personally, I don't give a fuck. So, you go and do you and whatever. So, I love Michael Jackson's music. I don't give a fuck why they're ignorant. All right.
I need to know everyone's goddamn thought on the fucking sequel trilogy.
You want me to go first?
Let's start one at a time. We don't got to make a giant.
Wait a minute.
You want to pinpoint the... No, let's just start one at a time. Let's start one at a time and just do a small conversation. Force Awakens.
Okay.
Your thoughts.
Okay. Fine.
Fine. Okay.
Fine.
Yep.
Yeah, I would say I'd agree.
Fine.
You sit there and you're like, oh, that's a nice movie. Just enjoyed that. I wonder where these characters are going to go.
Yeah, it's nice. Oh, I got to see Han Solo and Chewie again. Nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Han died. Rehash of A New Hope. You guys agree with that? Rehash of A New Hope.
Yeah. It's another Death Star, of course.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Okay. It was familiar, it was safe.
Yeah, very safe. Very safe.
Outside of the main bad guy being an emo kid, I was like, all right. I didn't know much about Adam Driver up until the movie, so I went backwards.
Excellent actor. He's an excellent actor.
Every movie that dude does.
Yeah, watch all his other work. He's like really, really good in him.
Fuck, he's phenomenal in other movies. But I was like, pouty face bad guy. Like,
mm-hmm. Not again, right?
Yeah.
But if they would have dug into Kylo and Vader more, did he know he turned? He obviously had to know the story, but like I just think.
We didn't have to.
He only heard it from Luke's perspective, and he hates Luke.
And they explore that a bit, where in like the novels and stuff that he also it's Snoke that was in his head.
They
like,
should have started the movies when Ben was a teenager, the sequel trilogy, and then you can have another 10-year gap because then he's like 25, and that's when we find out he's left Luke.
Last Jedi.
Oh God, I don't.
My favorite of the trilogy.
Yeah!
It's a good movie. Woo! It's not safe. That's why you don't like it.
Yes! No, we are
Steve and I like it.
I am in the same way. It's my favorite of the three.
Yeah.
No joke. Because it's that. Rian Johnson went elsewhere.
Rian Johnson does not understand Star Wars. I don't give a shit if he's a fanboy along with us. He doesn't know how to write Star Wars.
Why are you so upset?
Because he doesn't know how to write Star Wars characters.
But you just don't like the fact that Luke, they developed him as a character. You want Luke to be a one-dimensional
Finn's
Rocky Balboa
character.
Character
was terrible. All the storylines of the characters in the movie were not good compared to every other Star Wars movie. They were not good. No, there wasn't like rarely any character development in that movie, even though you harp on me, Luke's character development, which was poor, by the way.
Why was Luke's character development so poor?
Oh my God, he was done completely wrong.
Why does he have to be some saint? Why does he have to be a saint his entire life?
He went through everything with his father, right? He pulled the most baddest dark side user, besides the Emperor, back to the light. So you wouldn't think he wouldn't think that maybe one of his pupils might eventually try to turn to the dark side. Somebody of his bloodline might try to turn to the dark side. That would never cross his mind. And he wouldn't know how to handle that.
But why? Why does he have to know how to handle that?
To believe.
Why is it
light and hope of Star Wars? Luke Skywalker, the light and hope of Star Wars. He's the symbolism of light and hope of the Skywalker saga.
That's what we talked about recently. Is we have this narrow view of what Star Wars is and why. just because you have the original trilogy, but then when you look at a movie like Rogue One, it's different, right? You look at The Last Jedi, it's different. When Empire Strikes Back came out, it was different. Don't hate on it because it's different.
No, because The Empire Strikes Back had probably the best character building of out of all the movies,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I'll agree with that.
So, I can play in Rogue One, great war. Like I said, great war movie. I absolutely love Rogue One. Steve hates it, but it's a great war movie. So I like Solo too. Like anything where that's why I like the High Republic kind of like it's so far attached from right. I don't know, like Skywalker. Like it's just a nice fresh perspective on Star Wars, which I absolutely love. So that's what I'm saying. Like I get what you're saying. And I do have my, right, obviously, I do have my own boxed version of Star Wars, right, paint by colors, I guess you could call it. And, yeah, man, the sequel trilogy wasn't a, Force Awakens was, paint by numbers, and then The Rise of Skywalker was, but that was just an attempt to please all the people like
me. Yeah, that was too much.
Who were mad at the Last Jedi. But I still feel I always bring this to Rocky Balboa. I always bring this up. I don't give a shit. You go through Rocky 1 to Creed 2, and the character of Rocky Balboa is well portrayed as young Rocky and as old Rocky. And the way old Rocky is probably the way he would be. And it doesn't tarnish his character. I think the way Luke Skywalker was presented in The Last Jedi, it like tarnishes his the way he is. I don't believe he would ever raise his lightsaber. So then why don't you
have that feeling about Yoda then? Why don't you have that feeling about Yoda? Why don't you have that feeling about Yoda? Because Yoda exiled himself and just basically said, fuck you guys, I'm not going to help. I'm just going to put myself in Dagobah.
But the central theme, right, because we like to talk about themes, is of Rise of Skywalker and Last Jedi is learning from failure. Man, dude, Luke failed many times in the original trilogy. And you wouldn't learn from that failure. Maybe he fails with Grogu. We don't know. Right. We don't know. This is maybe I don't know if this is going to get explored or not. You know, what did he learn from Grogu that couldn't help him training Ben? Right. So it's like, I don't know, man. It's just it's all these pieces. And why does Ben, you know, go to Snoke? You know, is it that much? It's like you brought up I was an altar boy, right? Yeah. I was like, I didn't know any better. Like I was Catholic. That's all I knew. I was an altar boy. So is it Ben was a Jedi? This is all he knew. He was forced to be. And then Snoke came along. He's like, oh, this is a little different. I'm gonna go this way. F mom and dad and fucking Uncle Luke. Fuck this dude. Right?
He tried to kill me.
Once again, man, this is the dude who redeemed his father, and then this is your nephew.
He didn't do it, man. You can't blame someone for having a moment of weakness. I think
that's poorly written. That's why I would have liked... We talked about this. You can do that scene, but you have to give me a movie and a backstory with Luke and Kylo. I want some context.
Yeah, a little bit more would have been nice.
I'm not going to disagree there. I think there could have been a lot more... Again, though, that's a continuity problem.
You give me context, I will accept that scene. But you give me nothing. This is the first time I see Luke Skywalker.
It doesn't fit in the trilogy, but I don't think that's Rian Johnson's fault. I just think that's lack of the plan, right? So J.J. Abrams had a plan, and he executed it with the first and the third, with Force Awakens and Rise of Skywalker, and it got messed up in the middle because of Rian Johnson's vision. Why don't you just have someone do all three? Then there would be some continuity there. And then we would all like Last Jedi.
JJ didn't want to do all. He didn't want to do the last one.
Yeah.
Right. Like that was Colin Trevorrow's, which that script was absolutely amazing. I don't know if you guys seen the Duel of the Fates script. We did a whole podcast over it.
God, that script is actually
the script really, was amazing. Really Kylo hunted down a really old Sith Lord who was in the unknown regions, helped him finish his training. This was really good. Luke was a force spirit who haunted Kylo. Another really good idea. Grabbed his lightsaber. I don't know. There was a lot of good. Finn led the rebellion, like a whole army on Coruscant and battled the First Order on Coruscant. Oh my God. The story is absolutely amazing.
Why does Coruscant just not exist anymore?
Yep. Well, that's the thing. Finn went, they had to go to Coruscant and go to the rubble of the Jedi Temple to find like a decoded message, or they had to find something at the temple. But then like he's got like the rebel flag, and he probably does his fucking like Braveheart speech. It's for the Ripper. And then they charge and they're on fucking space horses or whatever. But like that I can get, but I mean, come on. And
that's cool.
Awesome. It's like Lord of the Rings. Give me a fucking Lord of the Rings type.
But that's not fan service.
No, that's.
That's what people wanted.
Yeah, so you want to move on to the Rise of Skywalker and what that slap in the face was?
I liked it. Sorry to not give Nate any time to talk, but I liked it. It was just so much.
Yeah, it was.
Every second I felt like, oh, I have to relive something. I'm like, let's do something new here.
Yeah, I think that came from the fact that JJ couldn't do the second movie. So he's like, everything I would have put in that, I'm going to throw it all, both those movies in together into one, because I have to tell my story and finish my story. And so I felt like he just had to be, each scene is like, boom, 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 boom. Like, here's, there's no break where you're like, okay, now I've watched the movie, big scene, yada, yada, yada. I just felt like it was big scene, big scene, big scene, big scene, big scene, trying to all throw on top of each other.
And it's then, like 10 planets.
Yeah, and you don't really feel like, I never really felt like they're like, oh, they're not going to win in it. Even at the end, you have this massive army of ships, yet you're just like, casually we fly through and can get underneath them, and it's fine, and yada, yada, yada. And I just never felt like there was any, like, they might lose.
They needed more Force ghosts, too. Oh, my God. At the end, when it was just Leia and Luke, I was like, where's Anakin? You need an Anakin there. You need an Obi-Wan. You need Yoda. You need all of it. That would end it for me. I'd be like, great. We're done with these characters.
We have had exhausted conversations about these Force ghosts.
Yeah,
they
so
gave us
ways.
Everything else, right? They gave us all the fan service to the face.
Chewie got a medal.
Chewie got a medal.
Yeah, yeah. Got Han's medal.
That was awesome.
I think Rey should have died.
Yes.
I think that would have.
Sure.
Why continue another Skywalker? Now she's going to be, I am a Skywalker. Continue the Skywalker story. Just kill her off. End it.
Yeah, if she died with Palpatine, cool.
Just kill her off. All ends. Boom. I'm happy.
Would you guys have rather had Ben survive than Rey? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
They're both dead. Or you'd rather have, because that's the Skywalker.
He's a better actor. So yes.
He's a better actor. I would get him. Kill him both either way.
I think would have been a cool ending would have been if they could have went like supernatural ending and did something we've never seen in Star Wars, where like Ben's laying there fucking dead and Rey's losing and shit, and Anakin's Force ghost comes and like
puts
himself into Ben. Ben rises, kills the Emperor, and then dies.
Sure,
like, yeah, fucking Skywalker did it right. Anakin balances.
I agree with that. Like, we already know George Lucas loves the poetry of Star Wars, right? Yeah. And the Emperor got defeated by a Skywalker, so he should have technically probably got defeated by a Skywalker in the Rise of Skywalker.
No offense to Luke. It is Anakin's story. It's Anakin's story. It should be. It's literally his story. It's his redemption. It's his upbringing. It's his fucking story.
And he was left out of the sequel trilogy.
He was left out of it.
Yeah.
Completely. Why? That's, once again, if you deep dive into Kylo and Vader or Anakin, you could have Hayden Christensen's Force ghost appear. My idea was, this was, and I brought this up a few episodes or several episodes ago, you could have Hayden appear as a light side Force ghost and as a Sith. Like, it's kind of like the devil angel, because that's what we're getting with Kylo.
He is the balance.
Right? And and we could see, like, maybe whatever, if Kylo's filled with rage at that moment, he sees an angry Force spirit trying to train him, and then when he's calm and collective and he's having second thoughts, that's the light Anakin Force ghost we could get, and you could see the light and the dark pulling at him.
Yeah, or you know that weird thing where Rey, there's like a million Reys, and then she sees herself in the mirror. Instead of doing Rey with the double red lightsaber thing, why didn't you do one with Kylo? And then you could have had Anakin in there, because he's all concerned about being Vader and yada, 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 and all this pressure on him for all these things. You could have had that come up.
There's a lot of
Force connection that would have been cool. Rey, Kylo, where Kylo's good, Rey's evil, and Anakin's in the middle trying
and
to
Anakin's
figure them
the
both
one
out.
Who was.
Yeah, I was right? hoping they were going to take Rey to the dark. That I thought, my prediction, like before Force Awakens, when Force Awakens came out, I thought the story arc was going to go Rey turns dark eventually, Kylo goes back to good. They have Force Clash, and they were going to have
good. Kylo is great.
Yeah. I absolutely love that 5 minutes.
That was awesome.
Awesome. No speaking lines. Another thing that kind of aggravated me, he does the scene with Han, no speaking lines for the rest of the film. He has a grunt when he jumps down into the...
And it lands on those chains.
It says, ow, right?
He goes, ow.
I like that. That fan service is okay.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's just one... My favorite character of the sequel trilogy is Kylo Ren. That's why I just... I think if you dig more into him and into Vader and into the whole... What George Lucas wanted to do. George Lucas wanted to dive deeper into the Force. And have a more like force driven. I don't know if you guys heard. Finally, his script like leaked. His story leaked out. And Darth Maul would have been the main villain.
Please.
Darth Talon would have been the villain also with Darth Maul for the George Lucas sequel trilogy movies. And then Leia, Luke and Leia and Han. Like I said, I don't know. Like, so we don't know the logistics, but
they're kind of pointless on the sequels. Luke, Leia, and Han. Like, it doesn't hit for me.
They're Han, never together.
Great. Yeah, maybe that's it.
Once again, you have these three actors while they're still alive. You know, rest in peace, Carrie Fisher. But JJ had an opportunity and just completely blew it. I still feel, this is my opinion, at the end of The Force Awakens, when we see Anakin's lightsaber and it wiggles out, and we know Rey catches it, how cool of it would have been if that was Luke. And Luke fought Kylo. That makes sense. Then when you get to the next movie and we go, oh, he raises light. Oh, that's why he raised his lightsaber. Like, what's going
on? They could have also did an homage to The New Hope, and Luke and Luke and Kylo could have fought in the second movie, and Luke raises his lightsaber, lets Kylo kill him because it's not his story. Like, right? There could have been it could have been totally different.
Yeah,
the whole story could have been, because I'm with you. I'd rather have new characters. Go ahead and bring us back Luke and stuff for the first movie. Let us have a little bit of but then like. Kill him off, if you will, or let him go. And then let's go into the next couple movies with saying, here's our new character set. It's still based in the same era. It's the ramifications of what happened, but I'm okay with exploring Rey and Finn, you know, as a fucking character.
Finn should have been a Jedi. My opinion is Finn should have been a Jedi at the end of the Rise of Skywalker. But
just some type of better character. Like all of them fell, like Poe ends up having a girlfriend. Like, in
Spain. Yeah,
gives a shit.
So dumb.
What?
The smuggler.
Yeah, he's a smuggler. Yeah, smuggler. Just everything. Just so much stuff. Yeah, so much stuff got thrown in. And once again, just the crutch of all the movies not being done by the same person.
Yeah, and not enough DJ. Why didn't he come back? Right?
Who?
Exactly. I love Benicio del Toro as an actor, though. Why did he have to play that character?
We all thought he was going to be like a bad guy, like dark side user. We all thought something, and then he ends up being, and he ends up being like he's like the gray, like, who cares about good guy, bad guy? Just fend for yourself. He's like the Han Solo. He's like Han Solo at the beginning of Star Wars.
He's a true Han Solo.
He actually sticks with it.
He just fucking takes off. He's just like, see ya.
Made my money. See ya.
See ya.
See ya.
I just think it's funny how weak all the, like, Empire ships are. I guess New Order, their ships are so terrible. Like, in the original movies, it takes so much. They're shooting them and nothing happens. The shields are so strong. And then now it's just like, oh, yeah, we fly in, shoot one laser.
This one and
shoot the Death Star ship. Yeah. Like,
I agree, man. Weird. I mean, it's, you know, it's, I don't know. It's like, what do you, I guess the whole thing is, it's like, how do you top the Death Star, right? And then you do Star Killer Base. But, like, it's just... I don't know how much you guys read Expanded Universe stuff, but like I've read a lot of Expanded Universe stuff, but there was something in the Expanded Universe called the Sun Crusher that. It's a planet destroyer.
So overpowered.
As soon as I saw Starkiller Base, I was like, oh, this is a Sun Crusher, and it absorbs the energy from the sun. And it's like, oh, so they are stealing, and which we know they took stuff from the Expanded Universe, but like, yeah, so they did kind of go that route, but it's like, yeah, how do you top it? How do you top a Death Star?
I just don't understand how they still, as an empire, like, and we talked about this a bit even in the trilogy and stuff, you got the mighty emperor. He's so smart, right? He can forward think all this shit and plan all this shit. How does he have an army of stormtroopers? How is that his army? How is this smart, just wizard-like intellect? How the fuck is this his army? How is it a bunch of fucking Ewoks, little teddy bears, can fuck up
they didn't know about the Empire's
army?
They didn't know about the Ewoks.
And they can't see out of their helmets.
And the roof, like, right? It's
dude,
their primitive.
Were stormtroopers? They were getting hit with rocks,
fighting.
And the stormtroopers killed them.
It's their primitive fighting style, right? It caught them off guard.
They have fucking lasers, man! Lasers!
Yeah, true.
Just kick them.
It tanks.
It's like the Gungans versus
the Ewoks.
Droids.
Were gonna eat human beings, and we're like, oh, look at the Ewoks! They were gonna cook them. They were gonna cook on, cook him, eat him, and serve him to C-3PO. We don't give a fuck. We're like pretty little fucking things.
Is that when C-3PO got his boner?
Not to mention, it's never mentioned again that C-3PO was made by Vader. I don't know why that's not cool. And like,
yes.
No one talks about that ever. We have this character that was made by, for those that was just trilogy, Vader. Vader fucking made this thing. How did the Dark Lord make the most annoying character ever?
I love 3PO.
Anyway. I didn't like him. I'm just saying.
I didn't love him in Rise of Skywalker. He was too much.
I thought he was a comic relief. He had all the one-liners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say goodbye to my friend.
It made it less watchable. Yeah. You know.
You always have to have the comic relief. It starts, if you start the trilogy at the beginning, you start with Jar Jar, and then you end up with the droids being the comic relief.
The droids always should have been, they were the comic relief in the original trilogy. It was R2 and C-3PO.
Well, yeah, it's the droids' perspective at the beginning. Like, you follow the droids' perspective. That's what makes Star Wars so awesome, is you're with the droids, then you meet your hero, and then you got the perspective of Luke Skywalker and the old wizard mentor.
You know, that'd be a cool fucked up way of doing like a whole different set of movie. Like, you can do its own movie, and it's basically that starts off with someone getting into R2-D2. Like, R2-D2's dead or not activated anymore, and they crack him open and they play back his memories, and you realize that everything we saw was a lie. It was all different. R2's recorded the real events. It's like dark, like a rated R. You know what I mean? Like, dark shit happened.
That's how they can redo sequels. Like, pop open BB-8.
Yeah.
And it never happened.
Never happened. Yeah. It's not how it's recorded. It was recorded by people writing their perspective and opinions down, but it was not the real.
All right. So I'll leave it on this one last thing, and then we'll wrap it up. Because I brought this up several episodes. We had an episode called the Retcon, the Ahsoka Tano Retcon storyline that was out there about a month ago. Is right. She gets pulled. You guys know, we watch Rebels. World Between Worlds. She gets, Ezra pulls her out from fighting Darth Vader. So there's like two scenarios. So what if there was a scenario where she doesn't get pulled out, and then the scenario is she does get pulled out? That would change the timelines. And then, right, because then the one scenario, she'd be dead. The other one, she would be alive. The one where she's alive can stem to where the Mandalorian is, because then she's the one who put Grogu on the path to Luke, which could change how everything turns out in the future. Yeah. So if Ezra doesn't pull her out and she dies, everything changes.
Well, because the idea is, then you keep furthering that on, is that if so we know
butterfly effect.
Right. Because we know supposedly she's dead, because we hear her voice at the last Skywalker. So we know she's dead at that point. Mm. So if she didn't die and she was alive, the theory would go, if she died back then, Grogu would never have made it to Luke. He would have just made it there, which makes sense, because it's said
the
that
Empire
Kylo
has
is Luke's first apprentice.
That's how the Emperor's resurrected.
Kylo was like 13, so that's a couple years after the events of Mandalorian. So if, in theory, the Mandalorian's retconning it by having her alive and now Luke's training Grogu, then Grogu's blood wouldn't be used to resurrect Snoke. Snoke would never be able to get to Kylo and start fucking his mind up. The whole landscape would
different.
Technically change.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Think about that.
Right.
Think
yeah. And that. Everything would be different
because
that's why I love Rebels.
Yes. In canon. So like right Rebels in canon. So
and then oh, yeah.
right in option. Star Wars canon. That's what we have. We have the world between right. worlds. That is our ticket. That is our ticket to an alternate timeline. So
it is. And it opens it up where it's like, now I can actually explain it without having to be like, oh, it's a weird portal that they go into. Like, it's like, no, this is actually explained
in canon.
Jedi Temple in canon and Rebels. Canon. Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, man. Very interesting. Like I said, I love it. I love it.
Well, because then we said, then we furthered that. Like then we just started talking. We're like, okay, so then what if we get the Obi-Wan sequel and we realize that Darth Maul was never killed, right? That there's this whole other, like, and that's where I went.
Oh, because there's no, oh.
Yeah.
See what we're saying?
A lot of stuff starts to change. Now, Darth Maul can actually be the bad guy that goes into these new movies, and General Grievous would still be alive. Yeah, we didn't make up the first part of that.
Yeah, I didn't, the Ahsoka Tano theory, I didn't make up. I found that online, but then we just started talking about it. Right.
Yeah. So my idea is that General Grievous never actually died. You found him. They kept him alive. He ended up being training under Luke. We'll go. You know what? Not Luke, but Anakin. God. I have an entire
next time
theory
next podcast. Absolutely, but so there you go. All right, so I'll reel it back in to the final thoughts because we kind of went from the Gina Carano to the sequel trilogy. I guess that was our second main topic here was the sequel trilogy. Final thoughts of. We'll go all the way around. Final thoughts of the entire sequel trilogy. Nate, you can go first.
I think I'd just reiterate the frustration of it not feeling like a complete thought out story that had everything explained. I still love it. I'm still going to watch it all the time. Like the more I watch it, the more I like it that I keep finding. I think it's similar to when the prequels first came out. People were like, prequels are so stupid. And then now that we're 15, 20 years later, people are like, oh, wow, this is actually pretty good. And I think that's the same exact thing is going to happen, especially as the other stories start to explain certain things. Because I think when you first watch it, you're just confused. You're just like, I need some explanation of all of these different pieces that aren't connected yet. And then now that we're getting some explanation and like what you guys are doing, coming up with other theories and having all these ideas, suddenly you're like, okay, well, it's not as bad because I'm creating my own story to explain it. Other people are creating stories to explain it and it gets better over time. And I think that's something that Star Wars has over a lot of other trilogies, other series like MCU, it has it over that. It's just been around longer. So there's more to explain and look at. So that's my feelings on it. I don't hate it. I still love Star Wars and I still love all that they can do with it.
Awesome.
I hope there are enough openings to make those explanations. Mm-hmm. So it does make it better. I think of it in terms of ratings on a 1 to 10 scale. The lowest I'll give it is a 5.5. The highest I'll give it is 7.7. So I fluctuate. I don't.
Why would you give it a 7.7 for which movie?
That's the thing; is it changes.
Okay.
So that's why it's in that range somewhere because it's never higher, it's never lower. Like I said about Force Awakens, it's fine. That's it. You know, I understand The Last Jedi has some holes. I think Rose sucks. I think she's a terrible character, and I recognize that, and basically said whatever, stay on the planet for Rise of Skywalker, do nothing. Rise of Skywalker was too much fan service, but at the end, I love it. The last 25, 30 minutes, I'm like, this is so cool. Like, my little kid in me is coming out when I see Palpy and he's doing weird shit with his fingers. And so I love that. But then when I think about it broader, I'm like, okay, this is kind of dumb. But yeah, it's 5.5 to 7.7.
All right. You know, and that's the problem with us. So I say this for everybody who's listening, Lando, Noah, and Nate, not, I can't include Steve. We're all hardcore Star Wars fans. So when we watch a Star Wars movie, we just watch it differently. And we dissect it. Like, maybe that's one of the problems, right? Is we really, really dissect these movies in and out, and it could persuade us certain ways about characters, about
that's what we lines, yeah we were just right? talking about this with the shows that are coming out.
Yeah,
the exact same thing, because we're super focused on the Star Wars story. We want the Star Wars story to feel like Star Wars, and we want it to be what we think in our mind. And it's like the casual watcher is like, I don't give a fuck.
And that's Steve. You know? So I bring the Mandalorian into this, right? So at the season one was good. Season two was excellent. But season two was for us Star Wars fans, without a shadow of a doubt. Boba Fett, Ahsoka Tano, possibly because you know what we're thinking. And Steve's not thinking this. I'm watching this and I'm going, where's Sabine? Where's Ezra? Thrawn? Where's Thrawn? Ooh, is this before?
Yeah, name drop,
is this before Rebels? Is this after? Yeah. What's the timeline? Like, where are we? Where's
Ezra? But what it does, though, what I think is nice, so from the perspective of not knowing all that stuff, what it did make me do is I like Star Wars enough to where I was like, who is this? And I looked it up, and I got to read more about it. I figured out who Sabine is and all this. It's nice, though, because like I think that's what it's supposed to be like, is, all right, here's enough for the hardcore fans. Yeah. We're going to make it cool enough for the fans. And I think, and honestly, I think it lost casual fans, though. I think Ahsoka and all that, I think it took away from the real casual, like the people that maybe saw Star Wars and they grew up here or there.
Like, this?
Yeah, they were just like, okay, orange painted chick.
Grogu is the key.
I think it got away
Grogu
from
is the key to that, what you're saying, the real casual fan.
That and
fan.
The simple storytelling, right? Yeah. Mandalorian's very simplistic storytelling. All it does is take from multiple movies and genres that we know and love, and it lays it over with Star Wars, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's great. But it brought in people that didn't give a fuck about a lightsaber or didn't give a fuck about the Force. And it was like, oh, this is just good. This is a good show. And then season two, I think, kind of pushed them away a bit. They were like, no, we're still Star Wars. We're going to do some Jedi shit.
All right, Steve, thoughts of the sequel trilogy, even though we all know them, but Noah and Nate don't, per se, as a whole.
I think it's terrible as a whole, personally. It doesn't sway me away from being a Star Wars fan or anything. And I'm with you. I had kid moments when Rey turns her hand and fucking electricity pops out and she takes a ship. I got a boner. I was like, oh my God, that was awesome. And then my head goes, that wasn't awesome.
Yeah, then Chewie's alive. You're like,
yeah, like what?
Yeah.
Well, then I hate it. They didn't do anything with the Knights of Ren.
Yeah.
I
don't even get started.
They just stand there and look at him like
Kylo kills him in 3 seconds.
You know what Star Wars does best? They make really cool characters and they don't do anything with them. They don't do anything with them.
Yep. All right, sorry. Keep going.
You're good. It's like that. That's really so for me, you said talked about the prequels, right? So I was. When the prequels come out, 2001?
99.
I was 12. Yeah. So the prequels are like my young soul. So when I was like 10 in them, obviously I had Mike around, right? So we'd watch trilogies when I was like born, 5, 6, 7, watched all the time. Then they got re-released in the movie theaters. I watched that when I was like 8 or 9. But I was fucking 10 when Phantom Menace came out. Phantom Menace is my favorite Star Wars movie because it's what I remember grasping onto as a kid. And that's why I think I don't like Rogue One as much, because Star Wars for me is lightsabers and Jedis and Sith. And it's when it's not there, it just doesn't do it for me the same. And then weirdly, and I just don't think it was that. In fairness, I've seen Rogue One once. The same amount of times I've seen Rise of Skywalker.
With me in the fucking movie theater.
Once.
Yeah. Rogue One is very rewatchable.
It's great. I love it.
Because of you two, I may go back and rewatch it without thinking about Star Wars, maybe, and maybe just watching it as a movie.
It just connects well.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the last scene's awesome, right? Like, undoubtedly, that last scene's fucking great. Like,
I think, what's the general's name? I can't think of right now.
Krennic?
General Hugs.
No, not Hugs. No. Krennic.
Krennic.
I think he's a fantastic character that, like, the first time you watch it, you just overlook it. And then when you actually look at his character, you're like, oh, fuck. Like, it's so good.
It's so good. So, like, it's a great war movie. Like, it's just a great, the story is, like, fantastic. And a story of hope, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's, I like, at the end of the day, like, that's what kind of like Star Wars is based off of, is redemption. I always say family, redemption, and hope. You know, so
but can we get a rated R Star Wars movie, please?
We just talked about that.
Doesn't need to be a part of canon. It could be its own Joker kind of style,
or at least one F word in there.
Just something. I would like to see a fucking like Quentin Tarantino
Kill Bill.
Like how they took Wolverine. And Wolverine and Gabe Logan.
Yeah, excellent movie.
So good. So good.
All right, so to wrap up for Lando, everybody knows I absolutely adore and I love the sequel trilogy movies. I've watched them many, many, many times over and over again. Everybody knows I absolutely hate the Luke Skywalker storyline, but it does get better for Lando as the movie ends. I absolutely love how it ends in The Last Jedi. I would have rather had Luke on the planet instead of the, you know, projecting. But once again, at the time when you first see it, you're just like, holy shit, that's an amazing force power. So that was super cool. I wish we would have got a little bit of more of Luke and the Rise of Skywalker. But overall, man, I love The Force Awakens.
Can I interject though really quick? Just really fast interject your synopsis. Is it fair to say if Star Wars came out with a movie with Luke Skywalker taking a shit in a bathroom for an hour and a half, you would still say you like it? Let's just be, yes. I just want to be very fair to this.
True.
Oh, okay.
Oh boy. Continue. No comment. Uh-huh. Anyways, I absolutely love The Force Awakens, even though it's a remake of A New Hope. The only reason I'm not going to dock points off of it and I'm still going to give it a 10 out of 10 is because Star Wars, and you got to remember for me, right? I was 80s child. You know, for me, Star Wars after the prequels, it was gone since 2003.
That's fair.
Gone. I mean, nothing. And it came back and it just gave me all the butterflies. It gave me all the, I'm 7 years old again. I'm seeing, for 1 second, Luke Skywalker. Han Solo really drove the movie, right? When at the end of the day, right, the first movie is Han's, the second movie was Luke's. The third movie was supposed to be Leia's, but she passed away. So that's why I can't really dock the Force Awakens, and I absolutely love that movie. I love everything about it. I think it's, even though it's a rehash of A New Hope. Last Jedi. Look, I absolutely love this movie too. I think it's probably visual-wise, it's the most visually amazing movie of the sequel trilogy on a visual level. The visuals are, the
throne room scene though, that scene is so scripted though.
Yeah. I mean, but
when you rewatch it, it's so bad.
Yeah. The spaceship hyperspacing into Snoke's ship, like I said, all that stuff visually is cool. Absolutely amazing. The humor, not a huge, huge fan of, a little Marvel.
I enjoyed it. I actually enjoyed the humor. I didn't mind it. But the whole communication at the beginning where he's like, can you hear me?
Yeah, that cracked me up.
Yeah, that's fine. But like I said, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I disagree with Luke Skywalker's story, obviously, but I still absolutely love this movie and I can watch it over and over and over again. And I still cringe at the Luke stuff near the beginning. I just, grumpy Luke, just like I said, doesn't fit for me. Rise of Skywalker, I absolutely love this movie. Once again, we knew the Emperor was coming back. We knew this. I did have high expectations, but I think just The Last Jedi left such a bad taste in my mouth with Luke Skywalker. When I watched this, I did get, it was fan service heavy, but I think for a fan like me, that's what I needed, I guess. And
if Luke can hold a lightsaber as a Force ghost, what the fuck are we doing?
He raised the X-wing. Nice poetry to Empire Strikes Back. X-wing out of the water. I mean, I was crying like a baby. Like
that part was good.
Yeah. So when
I only cried when Chewie got a medal.
When Kylo got redeemed with Han, I was just crying at certain points through the rest of the movie. Like, yeah, Luke popped up and the end, and I like the Reylo kiss at the end. I'm a two thumb up supporter on that. I like that. Even though in the book it says it's non romantic. I don't know if the novelization.
Hey, you think I could tell my wife I'm gonna go kiss this chick real quick? It's not romantic, so it's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it.
In the novelization, it says it's a non romantic kiss, but I disagree with it.
So non-romantic, so it was actually just like fully sexual kiss. It's like they were about to get it on. Let's get this in real quick.
Yeah, I guess I'm telling you,
that
man,
would be awesome, right? Ends with baby bumps from Ray.
You spooged. Yeah, look, you spooged all over our face. Lando actually wanted Kylo to live and them to watch the twin sons on Tatooine holding a baby, because then you know the Skywalker bloodline continues, and they're watching the twin sons on Tatooine together, and that's how the movie should have ended.
I wanted to end with the way it normally ended, but then a cutaway, and it's just a fucking a boy, and he turns around, and it's Broom Boy, and his eyes turns yellow. Oh, that's it. Cuts away.
Broom Boy, the fact that wasn't explained or touched on at all.
Oh my god.
Well, no, it was. So Rian Johnson's version of the Force was anybody can have it, and the Force isn't special.
But everybody, that's not his version. That's bullshit. Everyone has midichlorians, bro. It's just about your count levels.
I don't like that, honestly. Yeah, it pisses me off. I'm like, I don't want everyone to be a Jedi. That's dumb.
I can't wait for our next podcast, because we're going to talk about all kinds
of shit. Before we hop off here, I just want to say that I love the show. This was so fun. Like, it's so fun to be in a different, and just ours is we sit there and we'll read a book, or we sit there and we talk about like the actual facts or something that we find in each Star Wars thing and we compare it. But just being able to spew Star Wars
us. And that's what I love about Sith Talkers, man. I think I told you before the Gina Carano stuff, I was messaging you guys and I was like, I think we're just going to have like a free for all episode where we have a topic, but then it's going to probably turn in. And that's what happens with us is, I have topics and we talk about something and it ends up being something completely different.
It's nice for us too, because like outside of podcasts, we are actual brothers. So we talk about shit anyway. Hearing other people's opinions is nice versus ours.
I love it. I love hearing other people's opinions about Star Wars. And once again, why people got into Star Wars, why people love Star Wars. Why does this movie resonate with people? Why does this happen? Yeah.
We have an episode where one of my kids is just a little fun story. I have six children. One of my children, Logan, is a huge Star Wars fan. He's going to be 10 this year, right? And hearing his version of Star Wars is awesome.
It's like completely different.
His favorite Star Wars is Force Awakens,
and we've had him on the podcast.
One of his favorite characters, because that's his Star Wars for him. He's still seen them all and stuff, but it's awesome to see how it just keeps going. Like everyone.
But we've talked about this. Your view of Star Wars when you're 8 and your view of Star Wars at 20.
Yeah.
It's completely different.
Return of the Jedi used to be my favorite Star Wars, but as an adult, Empire became my favorite Star Wars because of the writing and the story.
That's why we do a ranking. So every year we've done it twice. We rank the Star Wars movies because it changes. Yeah. Even as an adult, it changes.
And every time I see Phantom Menace again, that goes right back up to number
one. Yeah. I love that movie.
I just love it.
I hate Jar Jar, but I love that
movie. Fine. Yeah, fine. I loved Jar Jar when I was a kid. When I was 10, Jar Jar was fine.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's my point. So that's my point, right? So like for me, Luke Skywalker is very, very near and dear because I was a child. And Luke Skywalker was one of my childhood heroes. Like, I wanted the green. My favorite lightsaber is Luke's Return of the Jedi lightsaber. My favorite version of Luke Skywalker is Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker. Like, I have such a connection with that character. That's why when I get to... For me, like, this is me personally. So when I get to The Last Jedi and I see my all-time favorite character act the way he acted and that's the story we got, it really hurts me. And like I said, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I know it's a movie, but like, it really like hurts my feelings that like my hero... That's why I love movies, because of that.
Because we can, as human beings, attach ourselves to something that we are so emotionally connected with. There's nothing wrong with that. Like I hate sometimes talking to other people that don't care, and you try to explain how you're emotionally connected to a movie. They're just looking at you like,
"No, that's what people think I'm nuts."
I don't know. I'm crazy.
Like, how could you be so attached
to it? It's like the Star Wars theory guy. Character. It's like that Star Wars theory dude on YouTube where he got all shitted on for fucking crying. Who gives a fuck? He fucking is emotionally attached to something. Leave him alone.
And that's another thing about our podcast is, you know, kind of like, you know, our little podcast community with Han Talks First and now the First Galactic Podcast. There's so much negativity, like, right? And so, like I said, that's why it's hard doing that topic. Like, there's so much negativity surrounding Star Wars ever since The Last Jedi came out. So for us, I was telling you guys before we got on, it's, you know, we try to have fun and we try to entertain and put an entertaining spin on Star Wars because, man, Star Wars is fun. You know, you don't have to be like super serious about Star Wars like all the time.
A fucking kids movie.
Like, Star Wars is fun. George Lucas meant for Star Wars to be a kids movie. And it's beloved by all ages. And like I said, it touches people like me, like Noah, like Nate, Steve. It all touches us in different ways. And
has my consent too, so it's fine.
For a movie, you know, to do that, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. And it brings people together. My favorite stories about Star Wars are my convention stories. Yeah, me standing in a line at Star Wars and debating whether a proton torpedo can go down a ventilation shaft for an hour. That's what it's about. And it's about building relationships and talking to people and getting to know people of all different backgrounds. Star Wars is awesome, man. It brings everybody together. So that's what's amazing about this movie from George Lucas's mind, right? Back in the 70s.
But you never played Old Republic. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, Sith Talkers. So on that note, I'm going to do the pre-wrap wrap. I just want to thank everybody again for hanging out with us this week. I want to thank the First Galactic Podcast, Noah and Nate. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with the Sith Talkers this week. We 100% are going to do another episode where it's basically the title will be like episode 100.
Splurge on Lando's face.
All right.
Yeah, we need to do one though. Like, seriously, if we ever get together, we should do one where we do our all, because we were gonna do what ifs. That was our original thing.
Yeah,
we were gonna do that. Those are our favorite things. Like, you pick something that you want to change. What if? And then tell us your story.
I love.
I like that. Yeah.
If you guys are down, love to do a live stream with you guys. That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. That'd be a lot of fun. We do live streams where we basically record the podcast live, right? So.
Wow, really? Tell them else how live works.
I knew this was coming. All right, Sith Talkers, this has been episode 96, the Gino Carano, the First Galactic Sith Talkers episode. I've been your host as always, Mike. Fernando, joined by my real life brother.
They call me Steve.
Also joined by the First Galactic Podcast.
I'm Noah.
And may the Force be with you, Sith Talkers.
Always.
So, till the enders. Like I said, we'll keep it a little Mandalorian-esque. Pedro Pascal signed on to be Joel in the Last of Us HBO Max series.
It's going to be Joel?
Yes. So, I don't know, Noah or Nate, I don't know if you guys play video games.
Yeah, you're talking about the zombie game?
The Last of Us.
Yeah.
So
he's going to be Joel?
He's going to be Joel, Pedro Pascal.
I don't know if I like that casting.
That's weird.
So
that's a weird casting.
What? Yeah. The story just came out. Pedro Pascal to star as Joel in the Last of Us
HBO actor that did
series. Yeah. So I just so all till the enders. What do you guys think about that? You guys excited? Noah and Nate, are you excited for all the new video games and stuff that are coming out? Speaking of video games,
Lego Star Wars.
Yeah. Complete saga.
Yeah, we're big Lego guys.
That's gonna take for. Oh man, I'm definitely 100% gonna get it. Do you guys play Battlefront or what was the other one I was playing? Row Squadrons. Ooh, I'm terrible at that game.
I've played Battlefront, but Squadrons, I'm always terrible at anything where you have to fly. I cannot do it. I get destroyed by everybody. It pisses me off. And then I sit there and I'm like, why the hell? I shoot my missiles and do everything and try to dodge and can't dodge at all. And then everybody else is like untouchable.
Did you guys play the one with, what was it? The Jedi Fallen Order? Did you guys play that one?
No, I haven't.
Oh, such good. The story is really good.
I've watched every cutscene on YouTube and everything about it. But.
Okay, if you haven't, did you guys play the Old Republic or Old Republic 2?
No, same thing. I watched every.
I was about to say, just watch, at least do your sub. Yeah, so you said watch every cutscene because the story is fucking great.
All right, Sith Talkers, on that note, we, the Sith Talkers, and the First Galactic Podcast. We are out. Oh man, I would actually love to do I love how you guys end your show with the
song
with the music. So here, we'll just do bum 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 All right. But it's a gem, right? So if you have a copy of this game, right, it's like, it's like, it's like the 3PO boner card, right? If you have a 3PO boner, do you guys know about that? If
no,
you
have the what?
3PO, oh, no, real thing. That's not making that up.
There's a 3PO boner card.
So yeah, the people,
and it got released
when they did the original trading cards, Star Wars.
Oh my god!
Back in the did you look it up?
Yeah.
A production manager.
Oh my god!
He thought it'd be funny to put a boner on C-3PO, and he printed it by accident.
And it went out.
These of these went out by accident. They recalled it and pulled it, but yeah, they're in print.
That's the Star Wars memorabilia I need in this room. Yeah. I need that.
Wow. We missed that on our episode.
Real car.
Steve, Mr. eBay guy, how much does that sell for?
I'm seeing like a grand.
I have that. That you could PSA grade this shit. Like, you grade it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Oh,
I'm picking him next time on time with Lando.
Now I got to type in C-3PO boner in eBay.
That's absolutely amazing.
Holy shit, a PSA 10 boner 3PO card sold for $2,000. Why?
Could you imagine just explaining that to your wife? You probably don't have a wife.
You're spending $2,000 on boner cards.
That's amazing.
Oh my god.
Hello there.